hesitated a moment, his tongue flicking across his lips.
Well, maybe you don't know. That's all right. I can't really say whether she can't go out or doesn't want to go out. I'm sure you would like to know, Mr. Okada, but please don't ask me. Not even I know all the details. But there's nothing for you to worry about. She's not being held against her will. I mean, this is not a movie or a novel. We can't really do that sort of thing.
I set my beer can down with care at my feet. So, anyway, tell me, what did you come here for? After patting his knees several times with outstretched palms, Ushikawa gave one deep, sharp nod.
Ah, yes. I forgot to mention that, didn't I? I go to all the trouble of introducing myself, and then I forget to tell you what I'm here for. That has been one of my most consistent flaws over the years, to go on and on about foolish things and leave out the main point. No wonder I'm always doing the wrong thing. Well then, belated though it may be, here it is. I work for your wife Kumiko's elder brother. Ushikawa is the name. But I already told you that, about the Ushi and everything. I work for Dr. Noboru Wataya, as a kind of private secretary, though not the usual private secretary that a member of the Diet might have. Only a certain kind of person, a superior kind of person, can be a real private secretary. The term covers a wide range of types. I mean, there are private secretaries, and then there are private secretaries, and I'm as close to the second kind as you can get. I'm down there. I mean, way, way down there. If there are spirits lurking everywhere, I'm one of the dirty little ones down in the corner of a bathroom or a cupboard. But I can't complain. If somebody this messy came right out in the open, think of what it could do to Dr. Wataya's clean-cut image. No, the ones who face the cameras have to be slick, intelligent-looking types, not bald midgets. Howdy-do, folks, it's me, Dr. Wataya's private secretary. What a laugh. Right, Mr. Okada?
I kept silent as he prattled on.
So, what I do for the doctor are the unseen jobs, the shadow jobs, so to speak, the ones that are down in the open. I'm the fiddler under the porch. Jobs like that are my specialty. Like this business with Miss Kumiko. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't think that taking care of her is just some busy work for a lowly hack. If what I've said has given you that impression, it couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, Miss Kumiko is the doctor's one and only dear little sister, after all. I consider it a consummate honor to have been allowed to take on such an important task, believe me. Oh, by the way, this may seem very rude, but I wonder if I could ask you for a beer. All this talking has made me very thirsty. If you don't mind, I'll just grab one myself. I know where it is. While I was waiting, I took the liberty of peeking into the refrigerator.
I nodded to him. Ushikawa went to the kitchen and took a bottle of beer from the refrigerator. Then he sat down on the sofa again, drinking straight from the bottle with obvious relish, his huge Adam's apple twitching above the knot of his tie like some kind of animal.
Oh, I tell you, Mr. Okada, a cold beer at the end of the day is the best thing life has to offer. Some truly people say that a too cold beer doesn't taste good, but I couldn't disagree more. The first beer should be so cold you can't even taste it. The second one should be a little less chilled, but I want that first one to be like ice. I want it to be so cold my temples throb with pain. This is my own personal preference, of course.
Still leaning against the pillar, I took another sip of my own beer. Lips closed tight in a straight line, Ushikawa surveyed the room for some moments.
I must say, Mr. Okada, for a man without a wife, you do keep the house clean. I'm very impressed. I myself am completely hopeless, I'm embarrassed to say. My place is a mess, a garbage heap, a pigsty. I haven't washed the bathtub for a year or more. Perhaps I neglected to tell you that I was also deserted by my wife 5 years ago. So I can feel a certain sympathy for you, Mr. Okada. Or to avoid the risk of misinterpretation, let me just say that I can understand how you feel. Of course, my situation was different.